Another tool is called rhythmic breathing or box breathing, and it's pretty simple. It is where you think of breathing like it was a box. I don't say a square because it will be more of a rectangle. It could be a square for some, but you picture it as if breathing in is coming up one side and breathing out is the other side, and it should be the same length. If it's out of sync, if one's five counts and one's three, you're no longer dealing with the box. Now, the top and the bottom of the box is where you hold your breath for a moment. Each person's count for their rhythmic breathing could be different. Mine might be different than Marion's, and it would be different if I just ate maybe a huge meal and I'm all full, or if I've just run a mile and I'm absolutely exhausted and short of breath. When you find your box, you should breathe it in a circuit of three or five times around, and you will find it naturally lowers heart rate, decreases muscle tension, and allows you to be calmer. It decreases anxiety. When I do it, it would look something like this. You want to find the count and make certain that you're not getting panicked about it. Don't do this, where you're out of breath. You want it to be calm, breathing in one side, going up the box, holding it across the top, breathing out, going down, and holding again at the bottom. The holding of the breath allows the oxygen and carbon dioxide to shift within your lungs, and you can actually take it a step further and actually picture it as if the air that you're breathing in is filled with prana or chi, life force. And so therefore you're actually bringing this powerful chi or energy into your body, as well as lowering your stress level. It can help with your focus when you do it that way.